When I say that you're going to get this extra algorithm boost, you were able to get a few friends to also follow that podcast, and they were able to get a few to follow your podcast. The neat thing is now your podcasts are pretty much attached.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
Hey, podcaster. It's your podcast coach, Adam Adams. And on this episode, really, I want to think about how can you grow your audience? How can you gain the audience that you desire, that you're looking for? It is absolutely possible that when you launched your podcast months ago or years ago, when you first launched that show, you were excited. You had the energy behind you. And it started to pick up a little bit of traction. Maybe your friends, your family started downloading. Perhaps they helped give you some ratings and reviews. And then at some point, regardless of where did you get up to 50 downloads per episode? Did you get to 150 downloads per episode? Or did you get to 50,000 downloads per episode? Regardless of what that number is to you, it may have come to a place where the downloads just stopped growing. And I'm going to give you three ideas. These three things are almost like steps. It's kind of like try this and then try this and then try the last one. And the last one is the biggest one, but you also need a foundation. If you're building a house, you don't always see the, you know, the concrete that's under the ground. That's the foundation. You don't always see it. It's not always something you pay attention to, but it is important and it has to be placed before you build the house. Or else, if you built a house without a good solid foundation, then the house would crumble and crack and fall and break and mudslides, earthquakes. It just wouldn't last. It wouldn't be strong. It wouldn't hold up to wind and your house would start shifting. So you got to get that foundation. So the last thing is the best thing. That's like your master bedroom. But we got to get these first two steps done prior to getting that started. So what's the foundation of this? The foundation is just making sure that you understand where you are with your podcast. And in order to understand where you are, what is it that you really need to know? You need to start paying more attention to your stats. It's interesting because when I go on Facebook groups with podcast hosts, when I go to those Facebook groups, people are always saying, do not pay attention to your stats. And that really upsets me. Because if you don't know where you are, if you don't know which episodes are performing better and which are worse, then you're not going to be able to add the value to your right person. So step number one, before anything, the ground foundation, before anything, is understanding where you are. You got to understand where you are in order to know how to get to where you want to go. So you start looking and seeing, hey, which episode do I have that has 50 downloads? Which episode do I have that has 150 downloads? And then you can start doing more content like that. So start to just get an idea. And almost any hosting platform, Libsyn, Buzzsprout, and more than a dozen more, they are going to have some type of stats. Even the one that I don't like, which used to be called Anchor, and I still don't like it. I still don't think it's accurate. It doesn't show, at least the clients that I work with, it doesn't show them the right numbers. And when they switch to one of these other paid platforms, they usually get better numbers than they do using Spotify. With that said, even if you had Spotify, it would give you some sort of idea of where your more engaging episodes are. And that's really step one. That's really your foundation. You want to start by just understanding exactly where you are. And you're going to get there by logging into your hosting platform, like Libsyn or Buzzsprout or wherever, and following through to see which of your episodes are the worst downloaded and which are the highest downloaded, and to see if your trends are going up, down, or just staying stagnant. As you get this idea, that'll be a benefit for you to be armed with the right information. Step two is very, very important. So now that you have finished step one, the foundation of your house, you understand where you are, you have to understand also where your audience wants you to be. And when I think of this, I think of you've got a house. This second part is almost like finishing the blueprint. So you've got the blueprint, you've got the foundation laid, and you have to have the full blueprint, or else you have to basically get an engineer to pass a blueprint to the city. in order to get approved for building that certain house. And that blueprint is basically going to tell you what you're going to do. Am I allowed to have doors that are this size or this size? How, there's something called a setback when you're building houses. It basically means how close can your front door be to the sidewalk and how close can your garage be to this? And there's something called a setback. So you set your house back a certain amount of distance from the thing and you got to figure all that out. And what I'm going to liken these setbacks to, what I'm going to liken these plans to, these engineering drawings to, is actually speaking to your avatar. What do I mean by speaking to your avatar? When I say you speak to your avatar, I mean, you probably understand who you're trying to add value to. And if you don't, go to growyourshow.com/avatar, and you'll be able to watch a video. It's like 20 minutes, I think. And you'll get a 4-page avatar questionnaire, which goes into a lot of detail that supports you to be able to make sure you're understanding exactly who that person is. I'm going to give you that link one more time, and it's in the show notes. It's growyourshow.com/avatar. That's mywebsite.com/avatar. And when you go there, you'll be able to watch this video. It's like 20 minutes of an avatar, who it is, how to do this 4-page questionnaire. And then you'll be able to go through the questionnaire. It's going to allow you to at least know who that person is. And generally, that's going to be an actual human. It's going to be a real person, somebody that you probably worked with. So going into this step two of just understanding who you're adding value to and making sure you're actually asking him or her, what is it that they're looking for? What do they like from your podcast? So you basically do a survey to your listener. You do a Google form. You do SurveyMonkey. You do so many different things. You can get that link. You can put it in your show notes. You can ask, hey, if you've been enjoying this podcast, would you take a minute and give me some feedback on the pros, the cons, what you like, what you want more of, what you want to make, who you want me to interview. You can ask your audience. When you ask your avatar, your listener, the perfect person that you could work with, now you're going to be armed just like in step one, when you're armed, at least knowing where you are, where you stand with good content. Now you actually can talk to that person. I have an actual avatar for this podcast. His name is Corey. So I would be able to easily just call Corey and say, hey, Corey, this is the content that I'm giving. Can you listen to an episode or two? Can you tell me what you like, what you don't like? Or I could go as far as going to SurveyMonkey or Google Forms and actually send that into different listeners, friends, family. I could put it in my show notes. All of those options. What is the point? What's number two? What is the blueprint for your house here? And that is understanding what your avatar is telling you. The feedback that's coming from your actual listener, the right person that you want to add value to. A lot of people skip that, and I don't want you to skip that. That could be a huge mistake for you. And then what's the third thing? Now that you've done step one, now that you've done step two, what do you need to do that causes the huge difference between absolute success without question and almost absolute failure if you don't do it? We'll be right back after this message. Hey, my friend, as you know, this episode is sponsored by my company, growyourshow.com. We want you to be able to have the best tools at your disposal without costing you a whole arm and a leg. So right now you can get a free list of vetted equipment that like mics, mixers, webcams, sound treatment, editing software, everything that you need. I created the whole PDF with direct purchase links just to save you time and money to help it be more convenient for you. So this free PDF will help you skip all the guesswork. If it's on there, it's vetted and approved by yours truly. And if it's not on there, it's probably not worth the money. So go ahead and get yours at growyourshow.com/PDF. Let's get back into the show. We're back and you were probably thinking, hey, I got step one. I'm going to go to my stats. I'm going to log into my hosting platform and figure out which episodes are good and which episodes are bad. I did step two, Adam. I went and I filled out a SurveyMonkey. I put the link down in my show notes. I sent it to everybody and I asked them for their feedback. And I got some really great feedback. The third step, which is definitely a make or break. And when I say that, there's probably a 90% chance that you will fail if you don't do this. And there is a 97% chance that you will succeed if you do. So it's staggering, the difference. And what that is paid advertising. Paid ads can be a multitude of different ways. You can just throw out a few ideas for you. One idea is that you can have another host who might be in your same genre. They host a different podcast, and you could do a swap where you have some advertising, or you have basically shout outs for their show. You talk about, hey, if you like this show, you might also like this other show that's in the same, you wouldn't say the same genre, but I'm telling you right now how, you know, basically lack of like the exact words, because who knows what is your exact genre, but you will put it in, like, if I'm in real estate, hey, there's another podcast. If you're looking to be successful in real estate and you're listening to this podcast, you might also like a podcast from my friend who has a real estate podcast that I think you're going to be able to gain value from as well. And then you shout that person out and you ask them to shout you out. Ninja strategy or extra technique here that really will add some more value to you. And to that other person, if you're doing a reverse advertisement on podcasts, it's almost a waste of time if you only do one of these. That's the sad truth of it. They say that statistically, it's usually takes 6 to 13 times for your perfect person to hear your message before they end up taking advantage of it. So for example, let's say you do HVAC. You basically do swamp coolers, air conditioners, and heaters. And you are trying to advertise. You're trying to put out some ads for your neighborhood. If you send mail one time, you might get one person to call you. And maybe you spent thousands and thousands of dollars to get these out the one time. But if only one person calls you, and let's just say that they have a $500 job, did you make money or did you lose money? Unfortunately, you actually lost money because you put thousands out, but you only got hundreds back. And that can be a real sad thing. And so we've learned over time with following and tracking the amount of times that we get in front of somebody, we've learned that it takes 6 to 13 times. So if you're that same HVAC person that wants to do more work in your neighborhood, and this goes with your podcast as well, then you're going to want to send a minimum of 6 direct mail pieces to that whole audience, to all of those people in that neighborhood. When you get to at least that 6th time, you've spent thousands upon thousands of dollars, and you're thinking to yourself, this isn't worth it. You're mistakenly saying, hey, it's not worth it to spend all this money because on the first one, I already lost money. And if I'm going to do another one, I'm going to lose even more money. And if I do another one, I'm going to lose even more. But what they have found is once you do that 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th through the 13th mail piece, direct mail piece or message on your podcast or on your friend's podcast that's in the same genre as you, when you do it a number of times, the cool thing is your avatar continues to see your message. And eventually they're like, yep, I keep seeing this logo. I trust it. I want it. And that's why in general, Coca-Cola and Pepsi, they get the most amount of business out there. Why? Because they've been putting, I'm saying they've been cramming it down our throats, but basically they've been showing these ads for this soda brand for a long, long time. And we get used to it. We get used to thinking that our friends like it. And eventually we will try it. And some of us get absolutely addicted to that stuff. I've got a couple friends who are addicted to Diet Coke. And that could be you. But it didn't happen after the first time that they saw Diet Coke or the fifth time that they saw Diet Coke. It generally happens after 6 to 13 times. So if you want your podcast to grow, and you're advertising on somebody else's podcast, one or two or three shout outs, it's not going to change much. Same thing if you're that HVAC person putting out ads to the right neighborhood for you. Very rarely is somebody going to call off one thing. You'll get it because they'll say, I was already thinking this and this came at the exact time. I'll just try them out. But for most of us human beings that are wired the same way, we're not going to actually call that person after we've seen it a few times. So that's one way to advertise. It's just a free swap. I'm going to shout you out, let's just say 12 times, and you shout me out 12 times. This is going to be hugely beneficial, and you're going to get an extra benefit that is an algorithm that's actually pretty interesting how it works. When I say that you're going to get this extra algorithm boost, you're not only going to be shouted out on their podcast and heard by their listener, but what's neat is in the foreseeable future, because you were able to get a few friends or listeners to also follow that podcast, and they were able to get a few to follow your podcast. The neat thing is now your podcasts are pretty much attached. So in the future, you're going to be able to have all of the listeners that are listening to that person's podcast. You're going to be showing up at the bottom of the screen, like, for example, on your iPhone. You're going to be showing up at the bottom of the screen when somebody's watching their show or listening to their podcast, because you are in somehow affiliated with them. And why are you affiliated with them? Think about the algorithm for a second. It's because you share more listeners. Prior to doing this, you didn't really share there very many listeners. And then all of a sudden, his listeners are your listeners and your listeners are his. And as that grows, Apple Podcasts, for example, says, hey, here's another show that you might like when they listen to theirs. And when they listen to yours, it'll shout them out. So it's pretty cool how it works. On top of that, what are some other paid advertising ways that you can do for your show? I like our private message campaign. So in my company, we charge a lot of money to do marketing for people. And it's not because we make $1 million off of it. It's really because it takes so much time and effort to do it. I'm only going to give you a short version of this. And then hopefully I'll have my team link in the show notes today. So if you scroll down in the show notes right now, my team should have already linked up another episode that's about 45 minutes. And this episode just talks about the 5-3-5 method. If you haven't heard it before, I can brief it a little bit. It's basically a private message campaign, this 5-3-5 method that the link's down in the show notes. It'll teach you how to trigger some more algorithms with a private message campaign. The first five things is the first five algorithms that you need to do. For example, the second of those five things is that you need downloads. But that's absolutely the least important of the five things. It goes through if you need followers, downloads, listens, whatever it is, and in order of priority and how you do it. So it'll teach you how to hack into those algorithms using this private message method using 5-3-5. The three in the 5-3-5 is the three different social media platforms that we go to DM people at to be able to bring them to your show. And then the last five of the 5-3-5 is the tips and tricks. Like, how do you write these messages to make sure that you're not going to go into spam? Just as one quick example, because I want you to listen to the 5-3-5 method as well. But as one of those examples, something that people do that's kind of a mistake when they're private messaging people is they get to the punchline way too fast. And imagine that as if you're going on a date. Imagine this, if you're at some restaurant or a club or wherever, you're at school, and at the university, somebody comes up to you and says, you're cute, we should get married and have kids. It's just way too much. It's just way too forward. It's way too fast. And most of us will get slapped, and we'll get virtually slapped if we're doing the private message campaign, and we don't slow play that. If we just jump right in and say, advertise, 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 go to my podcast, listen to my podcast, or as my company does it, listen to this person's podcast. If we start by going straight to the marriage proposal, then we're just going to get virtually slapped. We're going to be marked as spam and nobody's going to listen. So in the episode that you'll listen to, the 5-3-5 method, link is down below. You'll be able to at least make sure that you follow this third group. So it's the five, which is the five algorithms, the three, which is the three platforms, and then the five, which is the considerations to making sure you don't get marked as spam, to making sure you don't get virtually slapped, really. And to make sure that people are going to connect with your podcast and stay as a longtime listener to be able to trigger those first five algorithms in the best way possible. So that's another way that you can advertise. You could also do Facebook ads, but please be careful if you do Facebook ads. My company's been running Facebook ads for people's podcasts for a long, long time, for several years now. And we've been able to learn the tips and tricks so that we don't waste the money. Really, we've learned how to split test. We've learned what a lot of the things that work and don't work. We've been able to find the right audience a lot easier and been able to get the cost down so you can get in front of more people for less money. So more people, less money, instead of more people, more money, or less people, less money. It's more people with less money. And so be careful if you're going to run these ads yourself. Also be careful if you're going to have a random person run the ads, if they've never run ads for a podcast. if they've never put advertising dollars toward a show before and growing a podcast, they're probably not going to know which links to use. They're probably not going to know how to get people to become active listeners of your show, because they're more used to having people take advantage of funnels and free book offers and one-time offers and things like that. So they're not going to be as experienced by doing that. Just be cautious. We'd be happy to do it. growyourshow.com. You can always schedule a call with me. But remember, our paid ads, that stuff is not cheap because it costs time, it costs money, and it works. So either you do it or you have somebody do it that is going to do a good job for you. That's another great way that you can do advertising is Facebook ads. Another idea would be Google ads. Another idea would, instead of doing those swaps, why don't you just pay somebody? Hey, you know, I will pay you. I don't want to advertise you, maybe you're saying. I don't want to advertise that person. Although it is good for you. I told you about the algorithm. But maybe you just want to say, hey, let's make this clean and easy. I'll give you a certain amount of money, something that I feel comfortable with, if you just shout me out 6 times or 12 times or whatever it is. So that's another way to do it. And then there's a couple of platforms, and this will change so many times. It's funny because you're going to have to look it up after you listen. I'm recording this in the middle of 2024. And if we just go back a few months ago, it was different. And if we go forward just a few months, it's going to be a little bit different. So I'm understanding that, and I'm wanting you to understand that once I share with you how to do this, that you're going to look it up yourself and you're going to be able to find out what is the appropriate way to do this right now. What I'm getting at is, at this point in time, Buzzsprout is one of the hosting platforms. We mentioned it earlier on in this episode. Buzzsprout is a platform, and they have different types of dynamic ads. You can make a tiny bit of money. I'm really not recommending it for you to make money. I'm really more recommending this for you to pay to get boosted on other people's shows. It's called dynamic ads and dynamic ad insertion. And you pay a certain amount of money, or you make an offer, depending on how it works, the time that you're reading this or listening to this. You'll basically put out something with Buzzsprout, or sometimes Libsyn might do it. Sometimes Spotify might do it. Every platform is a little bit different. Some of them, you have to be an active user of that platform in order to use this service. And in other cases, it could be possible that you could actually pay that platform, even though you don't use them as your host. So that's what I want you to look up. The details on how is it working today? How can I advertise on other people's podcast using my hosting platform or using one of these other hosting platforms that I've already mentioned? And the way that you should do it is you should pay a certain amount of money, whatever you think is worth it and valuable, to have a certain amount of impressions, pay for the most amount as possible on somebody's podcast for the longest amount of time. So that means if all is well, I want you to be in front of their audience 13 times, because 6 to 13 means that 13th might still be very, very valuable for you to keep getting in front of people. And that way you pay this platform a certain amount. It depends how it works. I started to go into this and it's like, you might say, hey, my budget is $150 a month, or my budget is $150,000 a month. It doesn't matter. It could be 15 bucks. It could be $1 million. But you'll have whatever the budget is that you feel comfortable with, that you feel is right. And then work with one of these companies, and they will do one of two things. They will just automatically put it on other people's podcasts, or they will reach out to a whole bunch of people in your genre that they think would be a fit, and they will see which ones say yes. Or they will put it on kind of like a job posting and have people that are trying to make money on their podcast look at your ad and say, yeah, for 10 bucks an episode, I will have this guy shout out. I'll do it 20 times. It's only 200 bucks. So there's a lot of ways to do this. You'll think through it. You'll just make sure that you're making the best right decision for you. Just be thinking that this is a good way to kind of work through one of these hosting platforms that has the ability to do some type of dynamic ad insertion. This is the most important part. Not for you to make money on your podcast. It's a very cheap form of advertising, inexpensive form of advertising. And so if you're trying to make money, I want you to make money a totally different way. But if you're trying to spend money and get your brand out, it's a very effective, low-cost way for you to get in front of other people that, by the way, you already know that they listen to podcasts. Not only do you know that they listen to podcasts because you're on someone else's show, you also know that they're interested in your genre. in general, because for most of the things that I'm talking about for getting on other people's platforms through dynamic ad insertion, for most of them, you're going to be able to pick, I'm in real estate, I'm in HVAC, I'm in podcasting, I'm in who knows, who cares, whatever your thing is. I'm an attorney, I want to be only on other attorney podcasts. You can select that. And it helps because then you know that the people that are listening, not only are they a podcast listener, but they also care about what you're doing. So with that said, stick around. The next episode is going to be really good. It's going to have a lot of value. So don't go anywhere. I'll see you in a second.
By the way, one way to ensure that you don't miss out on great content that we're producing on a regular basis is to make sure you're subscribed to the show. You need to be subscribed or following the Apple Podcast or wherever you listen to it in order not to miss all of that. And before I let you go, I need to mention, because a lot of people are asking, do you help? Can you help me with this? And the answer is yes. My company actually does it. It's called Grow Your Show. And you can find that at growyourshow.com. Our clients, they call us the easy button for podcaster because they simply have to record their episode. And they know that every single thing else is done for them. We sweat the hard stuff so you can be the star of your show. And if you would like help to make sure that we're editing and publishing and promoting and doing your social media, it's all in one place. And I think it's pretty affordable. You'll have to take a look for yourself. Just go to growyourshow.com and check us out. And by the way, I'll see you on the next episode.